Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Let's get to the root of the problem, the source of the evil. The evildoers are dispatched on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here to dispatch the evildoers. Rich McCann dispatching the evildoers.
She is the evildoer.
Ken Kessler dispatching evildoers. Yeah. Did you know that a Saudi prince said, if Iran is permitted to operate a nuclear program, then Saudi Arabia wants its own nuclear program? The Prince Turki Al-Faisal said, quote, I've always maintained whatever comes out of these talks.
Did you say Prince Turki?
Prince Turki, T-U-R-K-I.
Prince Turki nothing.
Al-Faisal, formerly served as Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief. So, if Iran has the ability to enrich uranium
baby giblet
and king mashed potatoes,
I guess I'm not going to get much further with this story.
I mean, really, how do you take a guy named Prince
what
Turkey
kind of
seriously?
Named Turkey.
Yeah, Turkey. He's the
kind of country are you running over there?
Al-Faisal. Kenny, do you want to add anything else to this levity, or do you want to bring us back around to the focus, or are we done here?
No, I think you're doing just fine.
Right, yeah, okay. Next. United Airlines says a flight headed from Washington, Richie, to Denver had a return to Dulles yesterday after a passenger failed to sit down. Spokespeople for United Airlines said in an emailed statement, Flight 1074 returned after takeoff. Law enforcement officials met the plane at the gate, detained a passenger. Further details not available. 20 minutes into the flight, the passenger was unruly, thought to be unbalanced. They took him off the plane and brought him to a hospital for evaluation.
She said she doesn't remember anything that happened on the flight.
Uh-huh. No.
Now, I feel sorry for the people on that plane who are just trying to get home, or they're trying to get wherever they're trying to go. They actually had to spend the night because the flight was already done for the night.
Yeah, the thing that really that people will start thinking, when you put yourself in that kind of a position, or you are put into that kind of a position, what's the first thing that goes into your mind? You think all of the bad thoughts. You think about what happened in September 11th, the airplanes, is this going to happen to me? So everybody starts praying. Everybody. That's what you do. In a circumstance like that.
But wasn't woman, she just a lunatic who wouldn't sit down?
I don't know enough about. All I know is what. What else? She in the papers, but
they charged the door.
She charged the door.
I didn't know it was a she, but they charged the door, and they were trying to break into the flight cabin.
Okay, so here's the thing. What if
no weapons involved?
Do you guys want to put on your silver helmets real quick?
Ahead. Yeah.
Put on the tinfoil.
Tinfoil, yeah.
What if this is a new type of terrorism? What if terrorists can control everyday average people? Because she doesn't remember anything. So maybe she was, like, brainwashed, and then someone said chicken, and then she just rushed the door of the cockpit.
Wouldn't it be great if they had, like, all these keywords, like, from the movie Airplane?
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
That's my cue. I rushed the door, right?
Yeah, the king of Turkey. I know him. Kid Giblet, of course.
Bang all back to Turkey.
Another reason not to like the Chinese. China has become the third largest arms exporter in the world, doubling its sales over the past 4 years. Say that again when I can hear you.
Do they do rights or lefts?
I hear Japan is exporting more legs now.
I don't understand any of that.
You said they export arms. So I said
arms.
The right or the left.
Oh!
Come on.
Oh, stop fighting.
Oh.
I have to explain.
Oh, loud.
I got it, Jen. Don't worry.
They're selling weapons to 35 countries. Pakistan, Bangladesh. What does Bangladesh need armored vehicles? and aircraft and missiles for? What is going on in Bangladesh? You got to protect yourself from what?
Don't worry. Knowing how the Chinese build things, they'll all just kill themselves. Hit the launch button.
Well,
shoot,
planes and
bombers.
This is something, when you get down to the real nitty-gritty here, most of the Bangladesh, they don't have any money. So what are they doing spending money for arms that they will never use? These people go around and say, hey, you better protect yourself from the Somalis or whoever it is that might attack. And so this whole, you know, I talk in the insidious way about the American military-industrial complex. This is an international problem. It doesn't fix a problem. It creates a problem. The more, I mean, we just talked about this guy, the Turkey prince, who says if Iran is allowed to have nuclear weapons, we want them too. So this just keeps going up and up and up the ladder. Everybody's got to defend themselves. From what? If you're going to defend yourself, you better get some guns and shoot as many people from ISIS as you can. That makes some sense. But you're buying all these jets and missiles. What's Bangladesh going to do with a lot of jets and missiles? 58 billion dollars. Look at this. You can tell where I'm going with this. I don't get it. And why there isn't some, don't we have an international arms agency or something? Why aren't they advising these people not to buy all this stuff? Drones? Chinese are making drones like there was no tomorrow. All the countries in South America are buying drones from China. The African countries are buying drones from China. They're looking for the cash-strapped military commanders in these smaller countries are looking for medium-quality weapons at affordable prices. Right.
China's like the Walmart of arms.
Yeah, good for them. In a moment, we're going to talk about the latest developments in Ferguson with Sam Levine, who's the associate politics editor at the Huffington Post. It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on Q300469 in-store and online. It's $3.28 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and unless number 3030.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked of oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Sam Levine is the associate political editor at the Huffington Post. He wrote yesterday, quote, Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter, is it Kinder or Kinder? Peter Kinder? Go ahead.
I believe it's Kinder.
Kinder. All right. Said that the protests in Ferguson that followed the death of Michael Brown were based on a lie, and there was more racism in the Department of Justice than there is in St. Louis. So that's an interesting statement. Sam, welcome to Good Day. Why did you write that?
Thanks for having me on. I thought it was an interesting response to what's been going on there. I think, following this arrest on Sunday, there have been a lot of questions about how involved the individual who was arrested was in the protest and kind of whether or not he was targeting police or not. And I thought this was an interesting response to that.
Well, the interesting part of this is the denial, the state of denial whether or not this particular incident was over the top. For the lieutenant governor to say the protests that followed the death of Michael Brown were based on a lie, maybe you can argue that the events that were proven differ from the initial accounts. However, if you go back in the history of Ferguson and find out what a bunch of meatheads these people were, the mayor and the city manager and the police chief and all the people that were in charge were a bunch of racist pigs. I don't see how you can come up with any other conclusion than that. So what the hell is the lieutenant governor talking about?
Right. And what's interesting is if you look at the actual report that the Department of Justice put out on the Ferguson Police Department, it explicitly says that even though there may not be that much evidence to support that Michael Brown had his hands up when he was shot by Darren Wilson, what it does say is that it's unsurprising, given the systematic, racial discrimination towards African-American residents in the city, that, people wanted to take to the streets and wanted to demonstrate against what was going on there. What the lieutenant governor was talking about there, I didn't really understand.
All right. So, but how often is it the case in these circumstances? When you look around, I don't know, I haven't heard, this is the first time I've heard either the governor or lieutenant governor quoted in a discussion about Ferguson. The state of Missouri is an interesting dichotomy. St. Louis, pretty sophisticated. I don't know. I used to work there on KMOX. And when I was in St. Louis a few months ago and driving around downtown, it looked like a completely different place than what I used to. I mean, this is how many years ago was I there? Maybe in the 80s. So it's a different city for sure. But it looked like a city that was falling apart. And I'm thinking that this whole area seems like a blighted area. And if that isn't part of what the problem is, and are these people that are in charge addressing it, or are they just gumming about something that they should have done something about a long time ago?
Well, I think that the concerns that the Justice Department report raised about the police are serious, serious concerns. I mean,
well, they justify, but I'm just wondering whether the whole state of Missouri is beginning to crumble. St. Louis is not what it used to be. Ferguson and some of these other communities that are around that aren't too far away from St. Louis, are they suffering from this malaise that seems to have overtaken one of our great cities? Like Detroit? Mm-hmm. St. Louis looked like Detroit to me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what frustrates me when I see and hear these things is that we're outside looking in. We're here, we're making judgment. The only judgment that it seems to me makes any sense at all is that the Ferguson Police Department was out of control and had been for a long time and should have been taken or held to account, been taken under somebody's wing. But now this Johnny after the fact stuff with Lieutenant Governor and other people, why don't we just shut the book on it and move on to the next thing? This has been so overdone.
I don't understand how these guys got in control, how they got a police
department.
Given the
fact there's so many blacks in the community.
Well, I mean, you look at the population, the black population, there was a white population, and then the leadership. I don't understand why there isn't a black mayor, why there isn't a black police chief, why there aren't more black police officers in that area.
Rich, did you ever hear of corruption at the ballot box?
No, come on now.
What do you mean no? Are you kidding?
How do you get that much corruption?
Ugh. I think you're kidding yourself. You don't think that there are things going on there that keep the power in the establishment hands. I think that goes on in these small communities all over the place, all kinds of shenanigans. That's why they cleaned out the judges and all the other the people that...
Well, there's an opportunity now.
Can of worms. Yeah, to make it better.
There's an opportunity
like
now to be more representative and to have more control.
All right. Interesting reflection. Sam Levine from the Huffington Post here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co, BidBit.co.
Irish singers for Irish Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day from Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town, cranking up Richie. Especially when it gets to right about here. Wait a minute, one more time. To right about here.
You just got right back today. The wild night voice set us through the way. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around. How you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown. Driving all the old men crazy.
Do what?
How they sound American.
No. Take voice lessons. All right, so let's see. Moving on, shall we try Krista Berg, Lady in Red?
Lady in Red.
They're all Irish singers that we're celebrating here, other than the ones we've already paid attention to, like U2 and Van Morrison and Bing Crosby and Amy. From the movie, was this... the skirt, she stands over the grill in the garage.
No,
married
Marilyn
to Stephen... What?
No.
Say what?
Marilyn Monroe.
He's right.
No, no.
I know, I remember that image. Right?
Yeah, no, this was... the lady was married to Steven Seagal at the time. And
yes.
She... There was when you watch
the movie, the woman in there,
Kelly LeBrock.
Okay. Kelly LeBrock.
Yeah, thank you. So this is not related to that?
No.
Right. You could have said, yeah, nobody would know the difference, Kenny. Who's going to know? Half a million people. Gilbert O'Sullivan is Irish. It's the saddest, horrible song.
Oh, my God.
Alone Again, Naturally. Every time I hear this, I want to cry.
Wait a little while from now. I'm not feeling any less love. I promised myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. I'm climbing to the top. Will throw myself up in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people say.
Yada, 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 yada.
All right. Next. How about Cranberries? You want to do the chorus? The chorus would be good.
The chorus. Yeah, we're good.
Leave me breathless. Leave me tonight.
sound European when we sing.
What does that mean, sound European?
I don't understand how the accents go.
What does that mean, sound European? You sound German, you sound French, you sound Spanish, you sound Italian.
When they're a German band, when they sing, they don't sound German.
The thing is, it's a different part of your brain, Rich. Actually, if you have a person who's had a stroke, they can't talk, they can sing.
Yeah. All right, how about the Cranberries, another Irish group?
Great song.
Boomtown Rats. Don't remember this song at all. One of the kings of Irish music that you hear everywhere on Patrick's St. Patrick's Day.
The loveliest of them all was a unicorn. It was green alligators and long.
Anybody understand this? I played this as a disc jockey. I never remember actually trying to understand what the heck it was all about, other than it was. Is the unicorn green alligators and all that stuff. 28 after on Good Day.
Now God seen some sinning, and it gave him pain. And he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother.
Meeting new people or going new places can make some of us anxious. We think we'll make a bad impression or say something stupid. Psychologist Margaret Werenberg says, the truth is, most people want to include us, and a little pre-planning can make us more comfortable.
For example, if you're going someplace new, go the day before or the weekend before and see what the place looks like. Make sure you know how to get there so that you're not running late, which will make you more nervous. Find out who else is going to be there. Maybe it would help you to know that there will be one or two people you already know.
Or consider taking a friend with you.
You're managing your ahead of time worry by managing your thoughts. You know, in real estate, we say location, location, location. In social anxiety treatment, we say preparation, preparation, preparation. Know what you're getting into. It will really decrease your anxiety.
Dr. Werenberg's book is The 10 Best Anxiety Busters. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your image close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The hour now. Hello, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Rich McFadden. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few moments to talk about marijuana usage and what it does to your memory, amongst other things. He also, don't forget, has that wonderful site, ForbiddenDoctor.com. You want to check that out. And speaking of checking things out, one of the most beautiful things, Kenny and I were talking about this yesterday, and so it became our video of the day,
Dougie.
Today. What, you? Jennifer, you are beautiful.
Whatever.
Yes, you're very beautiful.
Back to the bird.
View, the bird has a camera on it. It's an eagle taking off from the tallest building in Dubai, if memory serves me correctly. Isn't that right? It's Dubai. Small camera strapped on the back of this eagle. It's 2,700 feet above the city. And it is just an amazing, it's something that's breathtaking. Do yourself a favor and go to DougSteffen.com and just watch this video for a little while.
I think the eagle's thinking, what is this thing on my back?
On my back, yeah.
I can't reach it. Yeah. Somebody
from PETA will protest, you can be sure of that. Europe's largest discount airline says it will begin flights to the United States for $15. Let me repeat that. Ryanair says it will begin with a promotion to have people fly from England. Mostly they fly out of London and around England, but they're also expanding into Europe a little bit. So, according to a story from London's Financial Times yesterday, the seats will cost $15. Other one-way tickets could be priced at $99. This is an amazing...
Did you say one-way ticket?
One way, right. $15 each way.
It costs you $10,000 to get back?
Well, no, it says $15 each way. Now, I don't know whether that means they $15 over and they try to hoodwink you on the other end. What I can't imagine, they have a fleet of 737s. They don't have anything bigger than that. So the 737 has a max range of 4,000 miles. The flight from London to Boston, for example, is 140
now
miles,
you know
something close to that.
$15.
Well, I'm thinking to myself, if you really think this through, I'm not so sure I want to get on one of those planes.
You're a test case.
Go from London to New York, for example, or Philadelphia. You can't go anywhere on these planes except to New York. That's it. They can't fly anywhere from Europe. If you're lucky, you're going to make it to New York. And well, they are, in fairness, they're building, Boeing's building a new 737 with what they call the, it's a revamped, it's the Extend, I think, it's 737EX is what it's called. And they're going to be able to get 4,400 miles out of a new engine, that kind of stuff. But still, if you know what a 737, if you do any traveling at all, 737s are horrible. Long Americans now introduce them going on their coast to coast flights in a lot of cities. I'm riding on one today to go to Philadelphia, and it just they're a good Southwest has popularized them using them for two and a half hour, 3 hour flights. They're okay for that, but to go cross country on them, and never mind that, going over the North Atlantic in a 737 is about the last thing I can imagine wanting to do. Oof. Wow, they don't really care. You know, I mean, that's not what they're selling. They're selling name recognition. So just think about it. Would you pay $15 just for the heck of it? I would. I wouldn't do it twice.
I would, too. I mean, 15 bucks to go to your
Salon.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
Right. Okay, Richie.
So you get some bad peanuts and a long bathroom line on a small, junky airplane. Go.
You know, one of the things that I get a big kick out of these days is how they protect the captain. You know, you can't, when the captain gets out of the cockpit
the
and wants to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
They pull a drink card.
Yeah, right. That's the way. Yeah, we're protecting the captain that way.
I can stop and get a soda on my way to attack the captain.
Yeah, I mean, I'll drink to that. Okay, so there's another story at DougStephan.com today.
Allah Akbar. Oh, Diet Coke.
A suspected car thief. All right, okay, calm down, will you please? Listen to this. Kenny, I love this story you found. A fellow who had stolen a car, he thought he was going to avoid arrest by spray painting his face black. Guess what, boys and girls? It didn't work.
He's a genius, isn't he?
Police in Madera, California arrested Jose Espinoza after he fled from a stolen car parked near his home. He returned to his house a bit later. This time his face was covered in black spray paint in an attempt to disguise himself.
Watch too many episodes of Amos and Andy, apparently.
Oh, my God. You have to see this picture.
Look at this picture.
This is hysterical.
At DougStephan.com. He spray-painted his face black and attempted to hide against a white wall in his yard in his house. And then there's the picture that you see there is his mugshot. It is just silly. Just plain silly. There are a lot of silly people in the world.
These people are walking amongst us.
Yes.
You know, I actually should share this story with you, but while we're talking about silly, dumb people, mm-hmm. there was this big outrage on Facebook and Twitter, Ken. I'm not sure if you saw it, but from 1993, when Jurassic Park was first being made, Steven Spielberg took a picture in front of one of his fallen dinosaurs that... It's a fake, obviously. There aren't any dinosaurs anymore, right, roaming the planet. It's like a fake dinosaur from the movie, and he's, like, sitting in front of it. And the picture just went viral recently, and people were going nuts about how they'll never see another Steven Spielberg movie again because he kills animals, and going on and on about... this plastic dinosaur that they thought was real, that he had killed, that he was like a hunter or something of dinosaurs. I've got to send you the story. Right. Too much fun.
Yeah, that's great.
Send the story. The story of Pete Rose highlighted today. The new baseball, say it again, Doug, new baseball commissioner Rob Manfred has been on the job for what, a month or two since the season started, early February. He has his first decision. Representatives for Pete Rose have asked the commissioner to lift the lifetime ban on baseball.
Yeah.
Manfred says he's willing to consider the request, saying, quote, I'm prepared to deal with it on its merits. This is not the first time that Rose has asked for reinstatement.
Let me tell you what Bud Selig said on his way out the door.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you get this job is if you uphold the ban on Pete Rose.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was a condition of him being able to do. I'm pretty sure that Bud, as bitter, old, nasty self as he was,
yeah,
probably let somebody take his chair knowing that you won't overturn something I've held up for 20 years.
Well, before that, it was Bar Giamatti, and it was Faye Vincent.
Well, I mean, you can make a case back in the Faye Vincent days. You know, okay, it was fresh. It was still the sting, a wound to the baseball world. So, you know, but Bud Selig just, he wouldn't let it go.
So many baseball players have done worse than Pete Rose. I just don't understand why this still goes on.
Worse in what way?
I mean, you have people that are
on baseball,
caught with steroids and, you know, that
so
kind
is that
of
worse?
Cheating.
What's worse, the steroids or betting on your team?
I would say steroids. I'd rather my coach bet on my team.
Kenny,
I
what do you
win.
Think?
I think
Kenny's not thinking.
Listen, when you're a manager of a team and you're illegally gambling, whether it's for your team or against it, that's pretty tricky, but, you know, it's been long enough.
All right, I think Pete Rose should be in, but that's just my opinion. Here's something that I would like you to think about for a moment. Has to do with a risk-free challenge to whiten your teeth. Whiten your teeth in 5 minutes or your money back. That's the challenge from Power Swabs. Power Swabs are giving those whose smile has been affected over the years by drinking too much coffee, too much tea, too much red wine, or you smoke too much so your teeth are yellow and ugly. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades on your teeth. The teeth change 2 shades whiter. And in 7 days, there'll be 6 shades whiter. This is the 5-minute challenge from Power Swabs. You don't get this stuff in drugstores. What you get in drugstores are things that are going to hurt the enamel in your teeth. Maybe they make them whiter, but when you're done, your teeth are going to be weaker. You don't want that. What you want is this doctor-formulated product that whitens your teeth with a patented tooth detergent that's safe. So effective, they say, try it in 5 minutes. If it doesn't work, get your money back. You want a whiter smile, don't you? Call 800-281-6829 for a whiter smile quickly. 800-281-6829. Transform your smile into the greatest, the most pleasant thing that people could possibly imagine. When you meet them and you smile at them, you say, wow, look at your teeth. What'd you do? 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. Call them now. 800-281-6829.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Did you know that since the year 2000, almost 40% of new anti-cancer drugs were first approved for blood cancer patients and are being tested on patients with other cancers like lung, prostate, and breast? That's why the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is a proud supporter of the new PBS series, Ken Burns Presents Cancer, The Emperor of All Maladies, a film by Barrick Goodman. The film is a vivid account of the grim past of cancer and the promising future of cures like the research the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society funds to advance targeted therapies and immunotherapy drugs that save lives every day. And every day, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society continues funding research for patients, stopping cancer not someday, but today. Text CURES to 80077 to learn more about our impact on cures. That's CURES to 80077. Message and data rates may apply.
Tonight, after The Voice, the experts of love return on an all-new season of Undateable. My dearest Erica.
Nuh-uh. You get 6 words, 3 of which must be, slap that ass.
Then,
From executive producer Ellen DeGeneres, it's the premiere of One Big Happy.
So you're the wife?
Oh, no, I'm his wife. Yeah, I'm his lesbian best friend.
She's having his baby. We all live together.
I'm just going to move my pen around, make you think I wrote that down.
It's two great comedy premieres tonight, right after The Voice on NBC.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you are a follower of fashion, you know that Jack has put together a wonderful website, The Forbidden Doctor. He and his wife, Mary, are geniuses when it comes to understanding the, I don't want to say the contrarian side of things, but the other side of the medical world, the side that a lot more people seem to be paying attention to because of its relevance. Jack, last night I was with a group of people that were using a new machine that I, there are only 200 of them in existence in the world, and what it does is take your handprint. You put your hand on this device for about 14, 15 seconds, and it will analyze everything going on in your body. And it is the most uncanny thing I've ever seen in my life. The woman who, I witnessed four of these over the course of a couple of hours. The information that they found out about these people, what was going on in their bodies, I would, if you hadn't told me this could be done with this kind of machine, I would have said you were full of baloney, unless I saw it myself. It is an amazing demonstration. It kind of reminded me of what Mary, the reason I'm bringing it up here is because it reminds me of what Mary does when she analyzes the various parts of your body with that, whatever that gizmo is that she's got in her office.
It's a bioscan.
Bioscan. But yes. This was done in seconds.
Do you remember the name of the device?
I don't, but I'm going to go back. They're going to do me on Sunday. I couldn't stay. I had to be on the road for 4 or 5 days. So when I come back on Sunday, I'm going to go meet them, and they're going to test me. So I'll tell you what comes out of it. But I don't want to say shocking. Just I was spellbound looking at the thing and how it worked.
It wasn't called a Zydo, was it?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Okay, what happens with frequent marijuana use? One of the things that's a problem is your memory. Is that news, or is this something that has come about as a result of more and more people using marijuana?
Yes, absolutely. It's becoming more apparent, the side effects of continued use of this particular product. While there is some definite medical advantages of the marijuana oil from which the THC has been removed, the idea that you can continue to smoke this stuff and get medicinal benefits from it, on the level that people are using this, especially what my brother who lives in Colorado, who's been telling me about this, and now other states joining in. Nevada is considering doing it this fall in a general election. Overuse of this stuff is causing anxiety. It's causing neuroses in people who were otherwise rather calm. It's causing memory problems. It's causing dissociative behavior. It's causing ear problems, tinnitus. Even people who will quit using this stuff after a while because they can no longer live in a perpetual high. Notice a few months later, after most of the side effects have worn off, they have hearing deficits or they have tinnitus, depending on what school you went to, with his ringing, buzzing in the ear that will not go away, mm-hmm. and it is not responding to any particular type of medication.
Dude, what'd you say?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah.
All right, so from the same department, powdered alcohol has gotten approval by the FDA. This can't be anything but bad. Can you imagine powdered alcohol? What in the world are these people thinking?
Well, you know, anytime you start fooling around with Mother Nature, there's going to be hell to pay to some degree. Now, alcohol, ethanol, is a normal byproduct of certain types of sugar and fat metabolism that occurs in the gut. Mm-hmm. And people who have a high sugar intake, lots of soft drinks a day, lots of candy, things like this, have a perpetual flow of ethanol going into their brain all the time they don't even know about, because there's certain bacteria that's living off of those processed sugars that produce ethanol as a byproduct. But when you start doing something like this, I mean, what's the idea behind this? You buy some of this powdered stuff, you mix it, you dilute it down.
What do you mix it with?
The idea is, yeah, you put it in water, yeah. And this stuff,
put it in any kind of flavored beverage.
That's about it.
You want to go to
anything that's water based. Yeah, now you can start sneaking it into your favorite venues. That's crazy. It's insane.
It really is. Another great move on the government's part. Jack Stockwell. Don't forget The Forbidden Doctor. This is a podcast. Check it out, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
This song is from the future, but since you've been good, you get it early.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keep running, running, and 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 running, running,
and in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhymes, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all.
Let's get this thing started, Chucker.
Salute your inner vision, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we beat out, we're gonna put the heat out. You wouldn't believe how we watch it.
From one of my favorite movies of all time, along with Ken Kessler's Hot Tub Time Machine.
Isn't there another one coming out this week?
It came out.
It did come out already?
Yeah.
It came out so fast, though, you'll be able to watch it on an airplane next
tomorrow. Exactly. Right. What a waste of time.
I tell you what, two of you. One of the funniest movies in the history of man.
Everybody's got a different sense of humor. Mine doesn't equate with this. All right, but so anyway, let's get it started. Craig Robinson from the movie Hot Tub Time Machine, number one movie this week in the year 2010. What'd you say, Chucker?
I say they say a sense of humor is generational.
Thank you for that. All right, let's get to our... this one is good. This movie, which if you can generate into your brain matter the recollection of what the movie is, will allow you to qualify for the drawing next week we're having for that big trip to the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. We'll give it away. What is it? Are we doing it on Thursday, Friday next week? Do you remember what day we said we were going to do it?
Friday sounds good.
Friday's good. Okay. All right. So the star of this movie is 64 today. Let's see if that helps. Here's the first clue.
You die first, kid. Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
There were two movies out at the same time. Val Kilmer was the second on this movie, and that should help you a little bit figure out which one it was. 888-302-3684 to qualify. Next clue.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you've got it.
Yeah, great stuff.
This was a very good, intense movie. It told a story. It did. It really did. Okay, so last clip, Richie.
You going to do something or just stand there and bleed?
All right, the line, I've got two guns, one for each of you.
Yeah, but that wasn't this actor, so.
No.
Yeah,
we're just focusing on his birthday, so he's the only one we heard from here.
But that's,
all right, what's
that's
the name
the
of the movie? 888-302-3684. We'll have the answer to that. Chuck has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked zini.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
When someone is 100% awesome at what they do, you call them super, like superheroes or superstars, which is probably why Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 Hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
All right, 888-302-3684. Who's taking a shot at this, Richie?
Jake is.
Jake, hi. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm well, thank you. We're doing well. What's the name of the movie?
It's Tombstone.
Kurt Russell, 64. Yay. Val Kilmer. Who else was in this that we remember?
Bill Paxton.
Paxton was, right.
Yeah. Sam Elliott was.
And Sam Elliott, yeah.
Yep, Sam Elliott was. Who was the... Was Dana DeLacy? Wasn't she
Delaney.
The female?
Dana DeLaney, yes, she was in it. Yeah. Yep, yeah.
Her, too.
Yeah, and then... shoot, who was the bad guy? I'm your Huckleberry. He was good, too. It was a great cast.
Yep. All right. Thank you, sir. Hold on just a second. You've qualified for our drawing next week for the giveaway to the Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs. Meanwhile, Chucker, what do we have for movie news?
Actually, Kurt Russell's in Fast and the Furious 7. And speaking of that film, early buzz on Fast and the Furious 7, title Furious 7, is that it's dumb, insane fun, and it's going to be a huge hit for Universal Pictures. It was just screened the other day. Twitter reaction was extremely positive. And what they said is that it was the producers or writers did a great job with the Paul Walker character, with him exiting the film, paying homage to Walker, who passed away last year. The film comes out at the end of the month. And one other bit of news, according to actor Jamie Foxx, Martin Scorsese will direct his Mike Tyson biopic. If that's true, that will elevate that project to a very high level. And say what you want about Mike Tyson, but I think a movie based on his life would make it very interesting.
Yeah,
feature.
That would be fascinating.
You said that the director who got credit for doing the movie with Kurt Russell, Tombstone, didn't really do it, that Russell directed it.
That's correct. George P. Cosmos was the director, but behind-the-scenes stories is that Kurt Russell actually directed that movie.
Mm. All right. A lot of news and good tidbits always from Chuck Curry, who's here on Movie Man.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.